This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, let's see. We got Jason Smith coming up next. We think. Yeah, no, it's looking a little bit iffy. Things come up, and we will see. So we've injected a little bit of suspense in today's show. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Chris can take a victory lap, Jeffrey. How about that? See that?
He nailed one of the names.
Nailed it. He gave you five names who the Grizzlies might pick in the second round. And mind you, this is deep in the second round. Nailed one of them. Absolutely nailed one of them. So Chris can take his victory lap, and then we'll talk to you. That's sort of what we have for today. I don't know, Jeffrey. I feel like, you know, there's a fireworks tonight in Arlington. Like, it's a week from now, July 4th, right? But some folks are getting an early jump. Now, I generally, when it comes to fireworks, I have pretty strict rules. And the rules are July 4th only and over by 11.
That seems reasonable. I am a massive fireworks fan.
You're a massive fireworks fan?
Yes, I am a 12-year-old. Like,
you love fireworks.
I love fireworks.
What's the best firework display you've ever seen?
Memphis Country Club had a really good one when I first moved.
Of course
back.
They did. Of course they did.
I loved it.
You people who can afford a night of Miles Fireworks.
I was a guest. I wasn't.
I'm just kidding. Of course, I was over
the Grizzlies drum line there too. That was pretty elite.
I was at the bicentennial celebration in New York
that
City.
That had to be a pretty elite
in
fireworks.
New York City in 1976. They had the big, what do they call them? The great ships, I think they call them. They had this collection of three-masted, you know, giant schooners and clipper ships and whatever from the old days. There's a bunch of those still plying the seas, and they all came into New York Harbor. And so that was a good one.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
I do wonder. I think probably the advances in firework.
They're probably better now and
probably
cheaper.
Better And then, truth be told, I don't even remember. Like, I was in Beijing for the Olympics. I bet didn't they invent fireworks?
I believe so.
I think those people invented fireworks. Those people.
But have they perfected them?
I bet they did them in a big way. The whole deal with the opening ceremony there was the story that came out later was that the people who performed in the opening ceremony had to get there you know, 10 hours before and whatever. And like, it's not necessarily like in China, they don't do 10-minute breaks every hour. They're you're not necessarily coddling your workers, right?
Yeah.
And what they did was they instructed them all to wear diapers.
Sounds about right.
Because they weren't mm-hmm. going anywhere, right? So it was a fireworks display. Pretty much most of the Olympics have a fireworks display. Is there one here that you?
I mean, they used to have the AutoZone Park one. It's pretty good.
Yeah, the Redbirds always do a good one. Fireworks are good down there. Anyway, my point is, I saw that there's a fireworks display in Arlington tonight, and I'm usually anti fireworks that aren't on July 4th and aren't over by 11. And I mean that, you people in your backyard, cut it out. But it just feels like it's already July 4th. I don't know. I feel like we're sort of collapsing into summer. Summer has definitely hit, right? Like, it is soakingly hot. And I just feel like we should all take off for a week until July 4th.
So Jeff wants a vacation.
I am going to take a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a vacation. But I think we all should have one. It just feels like we are into summer, and I don't think fireworks tonight seem wildly inappropriate. Or you could go see Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Outlaw.
The Outlaw thing. Botanic Garden.
At the Outlaw Music Fest.
Music Fest, yeah. I might even be tempted to go do that.
I don't feel like it feels like the 4th of July. I do think
you don't think so. I'm ready. I'm there. Hot dogs, I don't associate hamburgers.
I don't associate the end of like the draft with.
I don't either. Typically. I don't either, typically. Normally, there's a week before the end of the draft.
Right.
I don't know. Here's the other thing. The draft last night was ridiculous.
Yes.
Now, unlike you, we were just talking about this over the air, off the air. Now we're talking over the air. Mm-hmm. Before, we were talking off the air. I like that it's two nights. sounded very authentic there,
yep.
Jeffrey. I like that it's two nights. Because you wrap up the first night and you get to hear from the players, and you don't have to stay up till 1 a.m. And mind you, some of this is that I wasn't there writing about the Grizzlies. I did go down to FedEx Forum two nights ago, but I didn't stay up and write. It used to be you literally wouldn't talk to the GM until 1 a.m. And it was a horrific night because it went so ridiculously late. So in theory, I like breaking it up. And I also think that players who are picked then in the second round, I mean, Javon Schmal's grandfather, that was the best thing ever. That was magnificent, right? Like, that was great. They get a little extra shine as opposed to just being afterthoughts. So I like it in theory. The problem is that what, and we said this yesterday, whatever the hat problem is in the first round is multiplied a gazillion times.
It felt like every pick had a transaction.
Well, literally, of the last, you care to guess, of the last 47 picks, do you think changed hands at one point or another? Of the last 47 picks, how many changed hands?
Last 47. All right, I will say 25.
44!
Wow. I mean, literally almost every pick had a transaction.
So it is. Now, they didn't all. Some of them we already knew.
I get it.
It wasn't even just watching it, the ridiculous hat thing live. It was also, even if you were like, well, okay, I'm having a hard time following this. I'm going to go over to ESPN, you know, online where they'll have it act. No. Next to the logo, the Grizzlies logo.
I thought the Grizzlies drafted Will Richard.
There it is. Next to the Grizzlies logo. Will Richard is next to the Grizzlies logo. That's just stupid. It's just stupid. They can't even fix it online. Now, I did. Then I went to NBA.com and they did it. Well, they said they sort of had annotated, reportedly traded to so-and-so via so-and-so.
Isn't this your league?
Reportedly so.
Shouldn't you know
it's
whether or not?
Stupid. It is so stupid. It really did make it.
I blame your kind.
You blame who?
I blame your kind.
My kind?
Yes.
Lawyers?
Yes.
I think that's fair.
All of them.
And, I mean, it's because the league year hasn't turned over.
Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Like, well, it's a TV show. It's
a TV show. It is a TV. Literally, we have whole TV shows that are fake,
yes.
Right? That are based on, we're just going to do this. We're going to set it up. And people don't mind, and they watch them. And they're on an island and they're falling in love, or they're on an island and they're voting each other off, or they're on an island, whatever. And no one ever.
Or they're competing for the NBA title.
We all acknowledge that it's fraudulent, that it's ridiculous. Why can't you just have people put on the hats of the team that is actually where they're going? And if there is, you can have a little ask or tell people, you know, these are not finalized. That's it. But then you give them the damn hat. Honestly, it just becomes impossible to follow without it. It's not even symbolic, like the player deserves to have the picture in the hat. No, as a TV show,
yes.
Which is why they break it up into two nights to get another TV show, it becomes impossible to follow unless they're putting on the right. The only way, you know what it would be like? It would be like watching a football game where people are all wearing all the wrong uniforms.
How
the hell could I follow it?
Or no one knows what the score is.
Or no one knows what the score is. You don't have the little score thing at the bottom. It's just the dumbest thing ever. Anyway, tonight, by the way, the Grizzlies are introducing their players. That's at 6 o'clock tonight, I believe, Jeffrey. So there you go. You could be headed towards the,
I don't even know which ones. So Will Richard will not be there.
Will Richard will definitely not be there.
Cedric will be there.
But all you had to do was Cedric will be there. And all you had to do was ask Chris Harrington, who was going to be there from the second round, and he would have told you that Javon Small would be there because he was, in fact, the Grizzlies' first pick in the second round. And then Mayshak, the guy from Tennessee.
Sure.
Weird trade there. They traded.
Well, it felt like it happened like as they were going off the air.
They traded 56 to the Warriors, who selected Will Richard.
And that was also
and they got, this is the weirdest thing ever, and I think this is correct, they got 59, they got a second round pick in 2032 as long as it falls between picks 51 and 60,
and we didn't even have a pick 60 last night.
And we didn't even have, yeah. And by the way, don't give me this stupid stuff that Mayshak is Mr. Irrelevant. There is no Mr. Irrelevant. Well, the truth of the matter is, at some point, basically, the whole second half of the second round is irrelevant in the NBA. But basically, you don't get to Mr. Irrelevant, which is an NFL, it's an NFL production. Mr. Irrelevant is at the end of seven rounds, you become Mr. Irrelevant. You don't get to be Mr. Irrelevant when you're the 59th.
Could not support this claim anymore.
Yeah, it's just not true.
Yes.
It's like stealing wrestling night. You know,
yeah.
Wrestling night belongs to the Grizzlies. Anyone else who steals it, come on, we know that. The Mr. Irrelevant belongs to the NFL. Don't tell me that Jamai Mayshak is Mr. Irrelevant.
But this is what NBA online people try to do. They try to make things happen and you're just like, that's not a thing. Stop.
But weirdly enough, not only did they go from 56 to 59 and they got a second round pick as part of this, they also got Justinian Jessup.
Okay. So did we get three picks?
No, he's not a pick. He was drafted by the Warriors in 2020, and he plays in the German league, and he's evidently nothing.
So we got the rights to a draft in stash?
Yeah. But I think he's not even, I don't even know if he's international. Look him up. Look him up, Justinian Jessup. Maybe Chris can clarify this.
You're going to have to spell that one.
Justinian, as spells as it sounds. Justinian, I-N-I-A-N, Jessup.
He is an American basketball player.
That's the thing. He's an American drafting stash. J-E-S-S-U-P. But I think he plays in Europe, and now he's the property of the Grizzlies. Why? Like, what's the, because there's no world in which he'll ever play for the Grizzlies. So what was the point of that? I do not know. But anyway.
Is he on the books? Like, are they trying to, like, have a financial? Let's see. He played at Boise. He played at something called the Illawarra Hawks.
Oh, that's in Australia.
Okay.
I think, isn't it? Am I wrong?
NBL, yes.
If anyone knows their NBL around here, it's me.
Okay, do you know what Zaragoza is?
No.
Okay, that would be in the Spanish Liga.
See, but that's not Australia. My specialty is Australia.
We obviously know the New Zealand Breakers is NBL. We've seen them here in Memphis. And he plays for a team in Germany that doesn't even capitalize the first letter.
There you go.
Ratio Farm, Ulm.
Plays for Ulm. So that was it. The Grizzlies get Javon Small and Jermaine Mashak. And so what do you think?
Sure. I would presume you get Small to have on a two-way right to give you some backup point guard depth,
so
right?
Javon Small played at East Carolina, and he played at West Virginia, and he was terrific last year for West Virginia. Absolutely terrific. He was in the Big 12. He was second in scoring. He was third in assists. He is pesky defender. He's undersized. He's not a pure point. He's sort of a combo guard. He's a little bit Scottie Pippen-esque, honestly. 6'1", whatever, pesky. So he has size as a defender. He has size limitations, but he is, as they say, a dog. In fact, there is a certain theme to all their picks, right? Coward, Small, and Mashak, all one to a greater or lesser degree, high character dogs, right? Is my sense of it. And yeah, he will be on a two-way is the idea. And he is another, you know, you can see it. You can see it. I mean, they already got Scottie Pippen. They already got Cam Spencer, who's really a two. And then they got Javon Small. Once upon a time, the Memphis had the, is it 6'5 and under league? Was it a 6'5 and under league? The Rockers? Do you remember this?
I do not. This is way before my time.
Yeah, and Baskerville Holmes, they tried to get Baskerville Holmes to play for the team, and they like tried to shrink him. Like, you know, like not pull on his leg and his arms to sort of stretch him. They tried to shrink him because you'd have to measure, and it was a 6'5 and under league. And I don't know that he made it. Anyway, they would be well equipped for a guards for the 6'5 and under league. But could be, you can absolutely see it. He's a, he's not a frail guy. He's sort of thick. He can score, and a gutty player, and will be on a two-way.
I got to give you credit here. This was impressive. The Memphis Rockers and the World Basketball League.
Of course.
The most notable instance of a basketball league in Memphis with a height restriction of 6'5 and under was the Memphis Rockers.
I think Gene Bartow might have been involved in some way in this. Yeah. Anyway, what does it say about
it? The WBL was a minor professional basketball league that operated from 88 to 92. So I guess technically I owe you an apology there. I was alive, but I have no recollection.
Weirdly, so that was before my time even, because I came in 96. But it was legendary. It was legendary when I came here.
Yeah, a key feature to this league was its height restriction. Mm-hmm. Players taller than 6'5 were initially not allowed to participate. This was later raised to 6'7 in 1991. Obviously, we were getting taller, of course. The league folded in the middle of its fifth season due to financial scandal involving its founder, Mickey Monas. That is a name that sounds like a guy that is
Mickey,
a fraudster.
Guy, Mickey in the short league. Anyway, so Javon Small, the aptly named Javon Small, will be on a two-way, is a dog. And then Mashak is a shout-out. Maybe the UT fans aren't so mad now after last year, right? They were all ticked off that they picked Edie and skipped their guy. But now Vol fans can celebrate. Because Mashak,
Harrington and Sane both want us to know that John Starks was a vital member of the Rockers.
Really?
Yes.
John Starks, yes. Vital member of the Rockers. There you go. So Mashak literally may be the best defensive player in college basketball last year. Just a tremendous defender. Absolutely a tremendous defender. And horrific offensively, like enough.
Did hit one of the biggest shots of the year.
He hit a massive shot. Hit a massive shot. It is funny. Like, remember? Do you remember the complaint of that shot was, why'd you leave him so wide open?
Yeah.
Well, because it was him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bama got the guy to take the shot. They wanted to take the shot.
He is not a shooter. He had averaged around 6 points a game. Basically a nothing offensively, but a tremendous, tremendous defensive player. I was reading the commentary by various folks, and a lot of people thought he could step in next year and be a highly effective NBA defender. The problem is he won't, because you got to go the other direction, right? So he will, at least Chris, I think, reported that he would be invited to the summer league team, and he'll compete, and we'll see what happens. They already still have, so they got Pullen on the two-way, right? And they got Javon Small on it, presumably will be on a two-way, and then they'll have one more opening, is the way that it appears. So that's who they got in the second round last night. And yes, there is a theme. The truth of the matter is, the reason the Jalen Wells thing was such a story is you're not supposed to pick second rounders who contribute, certainly not in their first year. So whatever you think of the Grizzlies draft, what they did last night is pretty damn inconsequential once you get to the back half of the second round. It should be consequential. And they probably will never be significant players for the Grizzlies, because that's what happens with second round picks. And so the story of the Grizzlies draft is what happened in the first round. And there it's kind of interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Because our survey yesterday, 90 did it finish at 91%, 92% approved.
Went official, 403 votes, so that's not an insignificant number. 91.1%.
So 91.1% of you approved of the Grizzlies' handling of the draft. And I did as well. It's interesting, though, because there are some folks out there who did not. Kevin Pelton.
All right.
Over at ESPN. Letter grade for the Grizzlies. C minus. C minus. based on the fact, said Kevin Pelton.
Production?
What?
Production?
No. Questionable value at best. It was all the what they paid to move up. But I completely disagree with this statement, but here's what he said. He said they at least should have waited until Carter Bryant or Coward were off the board before they moved up. And with all due respect, Kevin Pelton is really good at his job. He understands the NBA, much deeper understanding of the NBA than I do. That's a stupid comment. It's a stupid comment because if you didn't make the deal with Portland, no one else wanted to move off. There's no guarantee that anyone else wanted to move off their picks. Portland wanted to move off its pick.
Yeah.
Because Portland was picking Yang, the giant Chinese dude, right? And so they knew he would be available at 16. If they had waited until one of the other guys were off the board, that assumes that they think that Cedric Coward and Carter Bryant are equivalent. And while they are of the same type, they're both 3-and-D, highly regarded 3-and-D guys, it's not at all clear to me that the Grizzlies thought they were equivalent. They obviously preferred Cedric Coward because that's who they took.
Well, they could have taken both, yeah.
So just that sentence implies they should have waited till one was off the board because then they could have gone up and gotten the other one. Well, who assumes that the Grizzlies had an equal grade on these two players? I don't.
I think they told us they don't.
Yeah, just because they preferred one to the other because they took the one. So, they should have waited till one was off the board and get the other. Well, maybe they didn't like the other, A. And B, if they had waited till one was off the board, it was probably too late and then the other one would go off the board because who else wanted to trade out? There's literally, I just thought it was a nonsensical criticism. I think if the criticism is we value asset management and giving up the 28 first rounder and 2 seconds is too much to pay in a vacuum for that to move up 5 spots. That's fine. I can get that. In the end, this isn't done in a vacuum. It's done, and it in the end depends on their evaluation of the player. And it's to me this is like it's like picking quarterbacks in the NFL. If you're right and the guy turns out to be good, doesn't matter how much you give up to get him. Doesn't matter where you take him. It doesn't. There's no quarterback who is if you take him at 15 and you're happy, you wouldn't have also been happy taking him at 3. You know what I mean? Like it because they're either what you want them to be. They're a franchise quarterback or they're not, and you can't overpay for one of those. And so if Cedric Coward is what the Grizzlies think he will be. And that's the big question. There's not too much to pay to move up here. Like if in the end, if he's a whiff, well, then we'll look back and we'll say this is a moronic trade. But not honestly, it's a moronic trade for me, not because of the value, but because of the analysis of the player. They whiffed again on if they whiff again on him, well, what we'll do is we're going to put him right up there next to Zaire and next to Laravia and next to David Roddy. And we'll say, what the hell happened with their ability to pick first round picks, right? And by the way, jury's out on Zach Edey.
Sure.
Jury's out on Zach Edey. And so, but if they hit, then I don't give a damn that they gave up a 28 Orlando first. I don't care. So I just think that criticism, to give it a C+ based on that criticism is a little much. But then I go over to John Hollinger, who wrote a wrap up today on The Athletic. And he said, the headline was biggest. He was dividing up the draft in different things. Biggest reach, sane front office division. That was to distinguish it from New Orleans, okay, which was the insane front office division. And he wrote, which you'd sort of indicated before, Grizzlies made a pretty large bet on Coward, gambling first that he wasn't going to get to them at pick number 16, and second that the extravagant price they paid to move up just 5 spots in the draft was worth his upside. Grizzlies surrendered to 2028 Orlando unprotected first-round pick and 2 future seconds in addition to their pick at 16. Pull yourself out of draft world and teleport to the trade deadline and think of what this pick package would bring in. It likely gets you a solid starter, if not more. Memphis bet that the combination of the Howard's fit, they've been looking for a big 3-and-D wing ever since Dylan Brooks left, and potential upside to be a plus starter on a cap-friendly rookie contract, we'll see, was worth pushing those chips into the table. The Grizzlies certainly didn't trade Desmond Bane for 4 firsts from the Magic just so they could wait till the 28 draft and pick somebody. This was always going to be a trade fodder. We'll see how it turns out, basically. But in other words, there's two respected commentators who were skeptical about what the Grizzlies did because of the price they paid to move up.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of my whole deal. It's like, I did not think what they paid was that steep. Now, I think a lot of this is expectation. I'm sitting there going, the Grizzlies are behind the Thunder and the Spurs, and we all know both these teams like this one particular player. You are going to have to get in front of them. You had 4 first-round picks. If you graded right. them out, you sold them the one that you've deemed to be the fourth. Who knows what it turns out to be? Like that.
Now, in fairness, we don't know for certain they would have taken him.
We don't know for certain, but we
believe it, and we were saying it all along.
The fact that the price was what it was implies to me that Portland's like,
and also
letting people know.
And like, also, let's be honest. Like, here's a guy who shot 38% from 3, 72% from 2, has a massive wingspan. Was the darling of the he was not falling. I don't feel like that part was. Well, you should have waited to see if he dropped to you. No, thank you. You know, I'm
with you.
I suppose those people thought maybe Donovan Klingon would drop to the Grizzlies last year too. No, Donovan Klingon didn't, and Cedric Howard was not going to drop to them.
It's a lot like the scenario that Chris painted yesterday in terms of for the people that wanted a current rostered player using the pick to trade for someone else.
Right.
You could wind up with you could just wind up doing nothing.
Right.
Because no one's going to trade you someone. Like, you could wind up, like, this is, you targeted a player that you want. This is what it costs to get him.
So there you go. The Grizzlies do have a lot to do, and we'll talk to Chris about that when we return. Obviously, free agency is looming, but the two biggest tasks, one, Jaren, and not only did they not clear money to make it easier to renegotiate and extend Jaren, they added money. And they took away some of the assets that they had that would help them clear money if you want to get rid of John Conchar's contract, etc. So that has to be taken care of, or we will see how that plays out. Santi Aldama, same thing. They said they want him back. They'll probably sign him and bring him back. But that has to be.
That's going to be a price.
And then the third one is...
Ja?
No, Biggs. Biggs.
Yeah.
Didn't we all think they would at least use one of their second round picks on a big?
The only hesitation that I have is, like, my brain said, well, I'm sure that's what they'll do.
That's not the answer.
The second, like, and again, who
you
knows
can't
how.
Count on that, is that you need someone who's going to start maybe or play significant minutes while Zach Edey is out at the beginning of the season, and that's not going to be a back half of the second round player either.
Again, I have no idea how informed, but there are certain mocks that I pay attention to, and both picks were used on guards. So and that's what the Grizzlies did.
That is what they did. Well, my point is they still have we knew they went into this offseason needing to get a big. They still need to get a big. The draft is passed, they still need to get a big. And they still need to take care of Jaren, obviously, and they still need to take care of Santi, and then we will see what happens. And so there is much left to be done, but I think, listen, you can take your C-minus, Kevin Pelton. I'm giving him a B+.
Kevin would stress that's his computer talking.
That's not a computer talking.
Kevin Pelton's computer.
He analyzes them by computer. But the picks by computer.
Well, and also the computer's his algorithm.
But is the computer isn't the trade up part of it. That he gave him the C- based on the fact that he thought it was like too much value to give up. Was that a computer formula that told him that?
I bet the C-
I don't think so. I think that's the C- was based on questionable value is how much because they gave to give up.
Someone hand me the draft value chart? Like, at least with Jimmy Johnson, it was like easy.
I, this is the other. I do believe that in the NFL, where so many, where you have to fill out such a massive roster,
right?
You play so many players. Players in the sixth round make it. Players in the fifth round make it. Play, depth is important. You need like you need wide receivers
regularly
and tight
guys
ends
that
and
weren't
whatever.
Even drafted make it.
There, managing the draft so you get a wide range of effective players and therefore maximize your draft value of each of those picks matters. In the NBA, it is a very different enterprise. It's finding one. If you can literally come out of every draft with one starter level player, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
Right. And so for me, it's a different deal. The draft value enterprise.
I think the league has also shown this.
Finding the best player, not maximizing value by having the most seconds or the most what. Like it's not a value is purely determined by whether you hit or not on those players. In the NFL,
I mean, think about it in these terms, right? What's the value of a first rounder hitting in the NFL? It feels like about half, right? A first rounders that actually become starters, like consistently, feels like it's half.
Maybe more than that.
And in the NBA, what is it? It feels like it's like one in four.
And then second rounders, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's and so what you're doing, it seems to me, in the NBA, is you're trying to marshal your assets and then push them all in on the table to get particular players, because if you can hit, that's spectacular. Whereas in the NFL, you're trying to make sure you maintain your options across the rounds and everything else, because you need to be hitting everywhere. You need to be getting players from everywhere because you got to fill out a, what is the roster now? How big is the damn?
53. But 53. Yeah, there's
It's a very different enterprise.
But also, I know this would never happen, but if the Chiefs said, like, what if the Chiefs are trying to sell? Patrick Mahomes is available. Is there a team that wouldn't offer, like the Jets, wouldn't they offer, I don't know how far out you can go, but like, let's say it's seven. They would offer their next seven first round picks.
Well, that is true. I mean, that
like, you know what I mean? Like the value is also dependent on the player.
On the player. Like in the end, the player analysis is the important part. There was other stuff that happened last night in the draft of interest. Cam Jones, Memphis's own from Marquette. He went 38 to the Pacers. I don't know if you know this, Jeffrey. They seem to have an opening at point because they got some point guard needs. I mean, he's not going to step in for Tyrese Halliburton, but that seems like a good opportunity for Cam Jones, doesn't it?
Did he have to put on a Spurs hat?
Did he?
I don't know.
Probably. Chaz Lanier goes to the Pistons.
Right before, yep.
Yeah, right before. Musa and Dane, we'll get to Dane here in a minute. They have both hooked on with Musa with the Mavs on an Exhibit 10 contract. Dane
the
with
Heat, I believe.
Summer League. Jahni Broome went 35 to the Sixers. What do you think of that? Early second seemed to make sense.
I mean, they've also they're like cornering the market on bigs that can't move. One for injury, the other
for just born that way.
Correct.
Right. All five Duke starters were drafted. Ace Bailey, the news, there was a report yesterday that he literally told that the teams in the top five were told not to pick him. I don't care. Like,
He went five.
I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did pick him anyway. And so there you go. That was the news. And then in terms of Dane Danger, and we'll talk more about this with Jason Smith, if we have Jason Smith, we did get the news yesterday formally again, that his waiver was denied. We believe for a second time, or was denied, and then the appeal was denied. And although Parthed wrote an interesting story earlier in the week about his chances if he went to court, it doesn't seem as if that is the route he is taking. He said goodbye, thank you. Penny said goodbye, thank you, on social media. And he has hooked up with the Heat's Summer League team. Your thoughts on that?
Best of luck to both. I felt like all along it was always going to be a long shot. And
I don't think anyone ever believed he was going to get the waiver. I do think there, at various points, there was hope that maybe he can get an injunction.
Yeah, right? And I think once you started to see
the NCAA is not winning very much in court, but they have had some recent
successes.
Very
few are getting these injunctions. Yes. You know, just on the merits of it, when you see guys who've, you know, taken 7 years, like whatever, like the notion,
the kid that was at Oregon that played like 9 years of college football,
the notion that because he played, he did absolutely play three full years, right?
Yes.
Two in Illinois and one at Memphis. But given the chaos of the world of college basketball, given how many players are playing for how long, the notion, just this is how it strikes me in terms of fairness. The notion that year where he played three games would disqualify him seems to me to be a little rough. I totally understand that letter of the law, that's the rule, and that's the rule. And in the end, that's how regulations work. You do, in fact, apply them letter of the law. It does strike me that I cannot. Damn, really? That's too bad. Like, given,
I think you're right. It feels like one of those things that you, because you made this point, I think, last week when we were talking about it. When he left Baylor after three games, he was aware this counts. This year counts.
Yes.
But you're 100% right. It just doesn't kind of sit right. It's like that doesn't feel
three games.
Like, really?
And of course, that was a universe really before people knew what kind of money was available and all of
and
that.
The movement.
We'll talk to Jason about this and the Grizzlies draft and everything else. Chris Herrington will join us straight up at 10 o'clock. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday. If you are getting anything framed, as I said, the Cedric Coward Hall of Fame jersey someday, which is where I have him going, you want it signed, everything else, you want that up in your den or your man cave or whatever, take it to the frame corner. Or anything you have that just is really important to you. You know, this any of the stuff that, whether it is sports memorabilia or a jersey from your kid's last high school jersey, or whether it's your grandfather's Arrowhead collection or the hole-in-one, you could walk on in there with a sandwich and they would make it look beautiful and frame it. I mean, they're unbelievable at what they do. And that's why they've been doing it for 50 years. 50 years of custom framing in Memphis. It's the Frame Corner. FrameCornerMemphis.com. Jason Smith, we think, when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith, as promised. And, you know, I could talk to Jason about all kinds of things. Jason will be talking about the draft, I'm sure, on his show. We'll talk to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Before that, Jason, I know you had an interesting experience. Your son Chris went to the Penny Hardaway basketball camp.
Hey.
How was it? By the way, were you a camper in your youth?
I was a camper at Larry Finch's camp for a couple of years there. I think about two or three straight years in a row, we went to Larry's camp back in the late 80s, early 90s there.
Where was it? Where did they hold it?
Right there, same place. We used to do it on the old athletic dorms. We used to get to stay the night over there. So right there by Southern,
yeah.
Same place. Looked very different, but the athletic dorms, I think, still stand. Back then, those old athletic dorms, they're new. They're in much different ones now, but... Yeah, man, I had those memories, and you know, I actually got a chance to talk with Penny and touched on that, how I was hoping my son could have a similar experience where you go to a Memphis basketball camp, a Larry Finch, or in this case, a Penny Hardaway, and you get that lifetime memory. This is our first time doing it. Penny's been a coach, 7 years? Chris is going to the sixth grade, so it kind of lined up. We've had some other summers where we wanted to, it just had lined up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so hopefully go a good experience. Here's the thing. I mean, Smith's son, right? You're Les Smith's grandson. And so, you know, whether it's Jermaine Johnson, who's taking pictures with the coach, or even Penny, you know, who's met you and taken pictures, you're Jason Smith's son. You're Les Smith's grandson. Chris had such a good week, and I was just, he's sitting in there in the car with me. He's having to listen to his dad rattle on about it.
We apologize,
rolling
Chris.
We're leaving from the hospital. But Chris had such a good week. We were just talking about it. Chris went in there, and he got a championship picture with Penny with his own trophy that only he could have earned, that you don't get by just being, hey, the grandson of a local media legend. You know, a picture that you don't just get because of your name. He had to go in there and earn it. And it's because of the work he's put in. Jeffy's an aspiring basketball player. He's been put in the work to do it. It's fun to watch. I've been the kind of guy that's written about, you know, probably prospects that haven't blown up and got, you know, that kind of thing, that I'm trying to do this as a dad, but also as a guy who's, you know, doesn't want to push my son, even though he does have a talent. Anyway, he takes this talent in there, Jeff, and he wows him. He goes in there and wins the free throw contest. Runner-up in the knockout contest. He gets his own picture with Penny Hardaway in the winner's circle on Friday because he earned it. He earned it himself. And so you know this better than any. As a father, you can't ask for more, right, for that moment for your son. There's the lifetime memory right there.
Right.
And it wasn't about because the family comes from or, you know, the fact that his dad's covered the program. It was because he was a good basketball player who put in some work and went in there and showed out. For a week, it was great.
How much is Penny around? How does it work? You know, you sort of you hope that like they put their name on it and just, you know, pop in once at the end of the week kind of thing. You know,
the crazy thing is he's around more than Larry was back then. He's even more approachable, and I thought that would be the other way around. Penny, like Larry was Mr. Memphis, you know, and you could that was the great thing about Larry. You could reach out and touch him. He seemed to know all of your sons and even daughters sometimes. He would come up to you and ask you. He was that kind of guy. Much like, I mean, we talked about that, and it's a side note, but Joy Lee McNellis was much the same way. Different thing. Larry, this was his home. Back to Penny, you're thinking, well, it's a signature shoe guy. He's still a celebrity. He's going to be in and out. He's got his camp counselors already set. How much is he going to be there? And he is hands-on, man. He was in there Tuesday, Wednesday, I think, as well.
Really?
And then what he does, Jeff, on Friday. I think if I'm going to bottom line something, forget the Smiths experience. This is what matters to Memphis. Penny Hardaway now going into year 8 is doing that camp. He's got his players in there. who are making NIL as camp counselors. And you'd be thinking everybody just kind of going through the motions, right? This is the second day camp of the month. They've already knocked out one. You know, these guys are here to further their careers, to get their money, not to be camp counselors for, you know, sixth graders on down and, what is it, up to 15, 16-year-olds, I'm not sure. Point being, they're not there to be coaches of kids. And, man, the way they've set up the competitions, the way that Penny's got this whole new team, including some locals now, Curtis Givens the third's up in there, so engaged into this Memphis experience, giving these kids a Memphis experience.
Yeah.
A Memphis Tigers. You go in there on Friday, you get to go in the Lori Walton, but the rest of the camp, Jeff, is at the old rec center where I was, where we had our camps, some of it at El Moron. But on Friday, you get to go in Lori Walton. You get to go where that team practices every day. You get to see that one team, you know, one city, one team, all of that, and feel a part of it. He's got the parents in there on Friday, and I'm rambling because of how excited I was, but it's more Memphis than anything I've experienced in a very long time.
That it's
what Penny's been trying to bring back, and he's got it in there. Yeah. He's got it happening. For those of us that had been sort of on the outside looking in, hadn't been a part of that camp, maybe you didn't feel as much, but it was as much, and I told Penny even more so on that Friday, as much of a Memphis basketball experience, Tiger basketball camp experience that I had and certainly that they've ever pumped out of there. I just thought, man, fantastic job from head coach all the way down. Jermaine's running the camp. They got Julio Douglas is behind it. Chan Douglas, who does many events all across the city. They put a lot of work into making it a big deal. And I can't imagine that, you know, my kid's not going to come away thinking about that 40 years from now, man. I remember when I won that trophy and got that picture with Penny Hardaway.
It's an interesting perspective,
really cool.
Because you think about, they get some NIL, they got to work as camp counselor. But what it, in addition to what it does is you're exactly right. It immerses them into Memphis, the community, in a way that they wouldn't otherwise have been. So that's fascinating. Well, who in terms of the way they interacted, just whatever, or what struck you about any of them? They're all new, all these players. What struck you about any of them?
So a couple of things. Sincere Parker was my son's, he was one of the co-coaches. I had Greg Williams did a great job. He's over at Tresvant High School coach. Just like during the Larry Finch days, you get local high school coaches are in there. You've got them in there helping. The difference is he's got the current players helping. And so Chris had Sincere Parker as his head coach of his team all week long. And again, I got the interaction, the Sincere coming to me, telling me, you know, your son can really shoot. He puts the work in. And it wasn't so much as, hey, they're going around telling everybody that, but it was engagement. And yeah, whether that's for the kid, his confidence, whether it's for the parent, hey man, this is your kid's doing something, makes you feel proud, right? What it does, Jeff, is what you said. They're all working toward one common goal. I'm surprised at how bought in Penny's got them. Again, maybe some of it's because they're new guys, right? But Doug McDaniel's been all over. You know, the fact that, you know, he's probably here to have one good year and then go see if he can get paid. The fact that Penny has been able to get these guys engaged and focused, that did stand out. Sincere Parker, in terms of the player, is that what we get to see is these guys, you know, whether it was shooting or getting a chance to do a little bit of work in between what the kids were doing, you got to see him. And I told John, in terms of players and like what, you know, Ahmad Bradshaw, you know, stands out because he's the 1 7-footer that's in the building. He's long as it gets. He's former 5-star McDonald's All-American. Thing about it is he still looks like a big old kid. He was having as much fun. He looked like it was, you know, as a 6th or 7th grader. You wonder, you know, it just made me wonder, okay, is there that mean streak that there has to be when he's got to be out on the court? You know, you wonder why it hasn't shown yet for a 5-star. Ahmad Bradshaw, great with the kids and everything else, but looking him up and down, I could see why. I mean, does he take basketball seriously? That is one of the questions I was left asking. I mean, that's not just any criticism of Bradshaw. It's just one of the things I wondered. He was in there as energetic as the kids. Here's the other thing. Curtis Givens III looks like he's been in an SEC weight room for a year. He's been, but it's more than that. We know he's at Montburg playing with Cooper Flagg for a couple of years. He did the year at LSU. And you've got a guy who, yes, he's a sophomore, but he looks like an SEC sophomore. And so you figure you're going to benefit from that, right? The experience he had out of town, Memphis now is going to get a chance to benefit of that. But whether it's now helping in the immediate, like John thinks he can do, or it's down the road as the guy that sort of gets the keys to the engine. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of, I could go down the list in terms of guys and their attitudes and that kind of thing, or then, you know, sort of what you notice physically.
Who's the biggest personality?
How open it was. This was probably the most access I've ever had, frankly, since the second year of Josh Pastner. So that's why it's like, well, that's why it's kind of like blown away. We got up close and personal with these guys in a way that you did. I hadn't been as media in years, quite frankly.
Who's the biggest personality of the group?
Doug McDaniel, I think. He's the party. He's the show. And probably his career would jive with that. I don't know. The kids, you know, I don't know whether it's the hair. He's a handsome dude.
Right.
He's a little bit on the diminutive side, so much like them. But he's sort of he's the life of the party. You figure he probably will be on the team and probably the energy guy that makes it go. But whether, again, Sincere Parker's a scorer. And so I think maybe you've got a chance, Jeff, to have a similar thing to what you had with Tyrese and with P.J. Haggerty, where there's sort of a, you know, this synchronization between your two guards where they're both kind of lead guards. And maybe maybe Doug's on it a little bit more than Tyrese was, you know, but I think there's a way to do that where you're getting a nice little balance between those two, and maybe Penny's looking at it the same way between Doug and Sincere. Again, I still think Curtis is going to be in the mix. Barry is going to be a scorer there. This kid from UT Rio Grande, I mean, everybody's talking about
it.
A real shot to. Yeah, I mean, somebody told John that's the guy they would take number one, I think.
So
on what did
he look like? How did he strike?
I mean,
you?
He's 6'8", and he's 6'8" and long. That's the thing about it is that, okay, there's nobody over 6'8" except for Bradshaw. So you're going in there thinking, okay, well, if there's no danger, as we know now there's not going to be, they're going to be awfully maybe kind of small with only the 1 7-footer. No, all those 6'8" guys that they've got are they've got a ton of length. And so it wasn't so much me as the coaches around there telling me, not their assistants, but the other coaches that had watched them through the first day camp, through most of this month, saying that Matt Bakke was one of those guys, the former MUS head coach, says that the length is going to offset any, you know, all those, yeah, 1 7-footer, a bunch of 6'8", but it's not going to feel like a small team because all those 6'8" bring a ton of length. And so it's going to feel like a long, you know, lengthy team that's not going to be, you know, feel like you don't have enough size. That said, I still wonder about front court depth because, again, you know, you got Bradshaw in there, and you've got some, you know, a UT Rio Grande guy can rebound. But other than that, Ashton has to play some four. You know, where are you going to get your other rebounds from? I still think that front court right now looks a little thin. But as Penny's saying, maybe there's some more coming down the pike. Who knows? I don't know what else there is at this point in the game, but. Maybe there's another body or two that can help.
Jason, thanks very much. Wonderful to get some insight on that front and to hear about the program as a mesh in the community it is. And congratulations
Enjoy
to Chris,
it,
too.
Have
thanks
a,
for putting up
thanks,
with us,
brother.
Chris. Thanks,
have
y'all.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you
yep.
too. That's Jason Smith. Bubbling over with enthusiasm, Jeffrey.
I love it.
Just totally for the program, for the way it's immersed in the community and
proud
connecting
of his boy
with the community, and proud of his boy, too, you know. And there's nothing like watching your kids, man. There's nothing like watching your kids compete, even at what, you know, it's just the best. It's just the best. Or whatever, you know, sing at a recital or what. It's just the best. It's also a little nerve wracking. It can be utterly nerve wracking. But that was fun, to talk to Jason about that. We got Chris Harrington, coming up. Next, before then, I will tell you and I will remind you, and this is important, the semi-annual sale is underway at Oak Hall. It is blazingly hot. It feels like summer has just started, and yet you already got the massive savings on spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Men's clothing, women's clothing, tailored clothing, sports shirts, shorts. You walk through the store. It is the semi-annual sale. It's the only spring and summer semi-annual sale of the year. So this is a perfect weekend as you're getting ready for July 4th, whatever vacations you're heading off to get in and take advantage of the savings at Oak Hall. Same stunning clothes, same unbelievably, just unbelievably wonderful, helpful people. It is a legendary store, and this is the time. Some people, like, they wait. I'm going to wait till the semi-annual sale. Well, it's here. It's a semi-annual sale at Oak Hall. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.